Today is the first day of the Big South by Southwest Music Conference in Austin, Texas. This annual event has been going on for 24 years. This is my 14th year attending, so you've likely heard about it by now and know that it's kind of a big deal. Nearly 2,000 acts from around the whole wide world will perform at over 80 stages over the course of 5 days. This is Take 5 from WFUV. Hey there, I'm Rita Houston, FUV's music director, and I'm joined by Alisa Ali, host of our indie music channel, The Alternate Side. Alisa and I are Austin-bound, and we'll be racing all over town over the next few days to try to find you the best music out there. We've been going through the dizzying lists of artists performing this year and have come up with a tentative game plan. So, Alisa, let's make like John and Kate and split up. What's on your hit list so far for South By?
I really want to check out Toro y Moi. It's a guy. His name is Chazwick Bundick, and I've heard him described as synth pop wonky wonder. If that's not intriguing, I don't know what is. When can we get
South By is always turning your ears on to new things. Also, South by Southwest definitely has a lot of, like, veteran acts. And I'm really excited this year about seeing some FUV faves. Shelby Lynn, Citizen Cope, Suzanne Vega, and Hole.
Oh, my God. Hole is playing.
Courtney Love and Hole making their first U.S. appearance at South by Southwest. There's a new album with a new band coming this spring, and I'm so excited about that. And the cool thing about the Hole show is they're playing at a hole-in-the-wall bar.
Oh, that's perfect.
So assuming I can get into that Friday night at midnight, my game plan is to grab Shelby Lynn and take her with us to go see Hole.
Well, wide world. What was your favorite Hole song? What Hole song do you like? Really, I only like parts of songs.
Right. I am Doll Parts.
Which parts?
Doll Parts.
I am Doll Parts. It's dance for night, for the rest of my life.
You know what I've noticed, Rita? A lot of bands coming out right now with sort of like a beachy vibe, like the drums, and there's a couple of bands that are going to be playing at South by Southwest that I definitely want to check out that sort of hone in on that 60s girl group sound. Best Coast is a really cool band that does that. Also Smith Westerns, sort of lo-fi pop and shoegazy. And you know what else? They are going to be doing a show at South by Southwest that we will broadcast for our WFUV listeners. That's going to happen on Friday.
It's funny you mentioned the whole girl group thing, because of course that certainly is a sound that we are hearing a lot of. And one of the newest artists out of the UK that's really embodying that is Vivi Brown. And I love her. She's got this awesome hairdo, like this flat top, and then really long in the back, and legs to spare, and a voice that goes on, and definitely has that retro vibe. Vivi Brown, another one of my must-sees while I'm down at South by Southwest. Bands. I don't know how we're going to do it. Looking at the list, though, there's always band names that pop right out, and just based on their name, you got to go see them. This year, my pick for that, Foxy Shazam.
That is a great name.
So we'll let you know how the Foxy Shazam show is. And Jack White's wife is going to be playing, Karen Elson. And also Mick Jagger's son's band will be playing as well.
It's a family affair.
So much great music at South by Southwest this year. And count on Team FUV to keep you updated on what's going on in Austin over the next few days. We'll be broadcasting South by Southwest shows live on Thursday and Friday. And we'll be online on on the blog, on Twitter, and Facebook throughout this music event, keeping you posted. So keep tabs on us online at WFUV.org.